Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and today I want to talk to you about witchcraft. Are you ready? I just watched Hocus Pocus 2, and with Halloween just a few days away, I ended up going down the never-ending Google information hole, click after click on witchcraft, Wiccan, and what it means to be a modern-day witch. Of course, while the pop culture icons of green-faced, ugly ladies riding on brooms are all fun, as I read through a dozen different articles on the subject, it got me thinking about how the practice of Wiccan, or Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, how this could actually improve your happiness. As we know from history class, historical witches had it rough, and many people were persecuted, really falsely, due to stereotypes and power. However, modern witchcraft has surged. I know, crazy, right? So for those of you who don't know, Wiccan came about in the 1950s and varies widely in beliefs and practices. It often is like a presentation of feminism or environmentalism or placing value on like self-worth rather than social comparison or outdated cultural customs. The practice of these modern witches contain fascinating similarities to our popular happiness practices. For example, modern covens are essentially built-in friend groups that share common goals. Hello, social connection. While I won't go into all the details here, I encourage you to check out my full blog post on the subject over at Everyday Happiness. It's in the blog, katiejeffcoat.com. Just click blog. We explore three similarities between Wiccan and happiness practices, and I provide you with a slew of resources to fact check if you please. And remember, kindness is contagious. No matter how we choose to express or practice our happiness, it's essential to remember that we are all traversing different paths in life, utilizing compassionate, empathetic, and healthy practices in our life can elevate our happiness and those around us. So whether you want to call it happy thoughts, good juju, or a spell, sending some goodness into the world should always be on your priority list.